Welcome to the third episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. I'm Timmery Hagenberger, and I'm really excited to bring all types of information to you throughout these podcast episodes. Last week, we talked about the four P's: plan, prep, play, and pause. So I hope you had some fun with those last week. And today, I'd like to spend a little more time on the play piece. And I want to do it in an interesting way. I am going to share an article that I wrote with my students, three of my students to be exact, who took my nutrition class. And through this article, you're going to hear all kinds of stories and tips and suggestions. And at the end, I'll even talk about a recipe that they shared and give you a little background information on one of the ingredients, a little factoid piece. To honor both Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day, I want you to meet tres amigas, Erica, Sandra, and Maria. These three wonderful women enrolled in my Nutrition 300 class and quickly realized that they could benefit from making some big changes in their lives. Each were returning to school while working and raising their families. They are very committed caregivers who take pride in their Mexican heritage and in preparing nourishing food for their families. When they began learning about the power of nutrient-rich whole plant food to improve health, they were eager to get into the kitchen and start experimenting. Not only were they determined to upgrade the nutrient content of the food they served their family, but they also recognized that their own food choices would speak loudly, as they are very important role models for their children and extended family. I asked them a few questions and thought it would be fun to share their responses. The first question that I asked was, how has your friendship impacted your experience going back to school and learning new ways to make decisions about food and wellness? This is what Maria had to say. We started our friendship when we took ESL classes, English as a Second Language, at Cosumnes River College. We supported each other in a lot of our classes and emotionally, since managing school, work, and family life was not easy. When we started the 21-day kickstart in our nutrition class with Professor Hagenberger, we also decided to implement an exercise plan that consisted of walking every day in the park. We always look forward to our walks and don't even think of them as exercise, since we have so much fun talking about the recipes we are trying out. Sometimes after a walk, we'd go shopping together to find the healthiest products. When one of us wanted to give up or go back to the way we were eating before, the other two would give their support and encouragement. We would send photos to each other of the delicious plant-based foods we were making. Our friendship and the emotional support we provided for each other really helped us get out of our comfort zone and continue with school, as well as with our healthful food choices. This is how Sandra answered. When I came to the first nutrition class session and saw it was a very big class with so many students, I felt a bit insecure. However, after Maria and Erica arrived, I was relieved because I knew that we would have a new adventure together. We would strengthen our friendship and together we could overcome any challenges we faced. Seeing them each day in class and being able to talk to them about what we were learning made me so happy to be in school. The next question that I asked them was, how has your friendship made it easier or more fun to change your food choices? This is what Sandra had to say. Our friendship helped us change to eating plant-based whole food because we did not have to do it. Each of us chose this for ourselves. So, even though we were nervous, we were all excited, and it made it easy to support each other. We would talk about our traditional foods and brainstorm ways to make them plant-based. I loved seeing the food pictures from Erica and Maria, and we really enjoyed using technology when we were at home. A message wishing me a nice evening and a delicious healthy meal from my friends warmed my heart. We also shared the vegetables we used in our recipes and talked about all of the benefits that came from consuming them, as we had learned in class. Each of us had a different story or reason for changing our eating style. I wanted to take good care of my mind, body, and heart, so I could also share my love and these wonderful benefits with my family. This is what Erica had to say. As soon as I started learning about how I ate impacted my health, I decided that I wanted to change what I was eating to plant-based whole foods and eliminate animal products. It was great that my two friends felt the same way. We want to be healthy as our children grow up, and we don't want to suffer from all the diseases linked to eating processed foods and animal products, like heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure. I was also very bothered by how poorly so many animals are treated that are raised to be milked and/or slaughtered and consumed. The three of us would talk about how we never used to think about how the money we spent at the grocery store or at restaurants supported cruelty. Our talks helped us stay on track and made it easier to make the best decisions, even when we weren't together, because we knew we were not alone. And this is from Maria. It was so important to find friends who supported me becoming healthier. The friendships I have with Erica and Sandra have helped me to be a better person, to rid myself of the anxiety I used to feel around junk food, and especially to share the joys and successes of our plant-based transition. I believe my friend's support has been essential, and it still helps me to improve my physical and emotional health every day. I also asked them to describe a funny memory or story when the three of them were changing their food choices. And Maria and Sandra both shared. Maria said, "The first time I heard about a plant-based diet was in our nutrition class. It was surprising because I thought I could not survive without eating meat. I thought it was impossible for me to cook healthy food without chicken broth. It is funny for me to think about that now because I know that my life is even better without animal products, and the food I make tastes amazing." This is what Sandra said. "In this new adventure, we had so many funny moments, such as when we tried almond and soy milks. We didn't know what to expect, and we didn't like the first taste, but ended up laughing so much. We all grew up drinking cow's milk and didn't even know different milks existed. I remembered that it didn't take Erica and I very long to start liking soy milk, but Maria took her time adjusting to the flavor, but now likes it a lot. It seems silly now that we were drinking milk that was made for baby cows." The last question that I asked was what advice they would give someone who wants to change their food choices. This is what Maria shared. "When it comes to eating, we all have deep-rooted habits. Although many eating habits are acquired in childhood, that doesn't mean it's too late to change them. Reflect on all your eating habits, both good and bad, as well as the things that trigger you to eat unhealthy. Replace your unhealthy eating habits with healthier ones and reinforce your new eating habits. When I decided to have a healthy diet, it was really difficult in the beginning, especially since in my Mexican culture, I ate high-fat meals centered around meat. Changing to plant-based whole foods ended up being one of the best decisions that I've ever made, since I want to have a good life now and also prevent diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. I look better physically, have more energy, no more problems with digestion, have a happier life, and even look younger. I also have more fun cooking, since we are saving money and it's a lot easier to clean up pots and dishes. I worry a lot less about food poisoning because I am not using eggs, dairy, or raw meat." This was Erica's advice. Not only did we send each other pictures of the food we were making each day, But when one of us had a party over the weekend or were invited by a family or friend to eat some junk food, we advised each other on how to say no thank you in a nice way and what food, plant-based whole food, we could bring and share with everyone. Don't ever forget that when we eat this way, we can have more energy today and also prevent diseases in our future. I like to show the documentaries Forks Over Knives, Cowspiracy, and What the Health to my family and friends when they ask why I eat this way. When they taste the food I make, they're always surprised by how great it tastes. They can't believe that I don't use any animal products because the food tastes so good and they feel good after eating it. And this is from Sandra. The advice I would give to someone who is trying to stay motivated is to choose to spend time with friends that don't discourage you or bring your spirits down. Friends that back you up throughout your entire journey are important because their words become your fuel. Have the self-confidence to do whatever you want to do and write down everything that you will strive vigorously to achieve. When you keep a list of some achievable goals that would be challenging but doable, accessible, like in your phone, it will be easier to create new habits because you will be reminded about the benefits to your well-being and long-term happiness. I love seeing the Tres Amigas on campus, as they are often together and always smiling and laughing. It's obvious how much their friendship supports their quality of life and builds their confidence. When I asked Erica, Sandra, and Maria about a recipe to share, they told me that they had been playing around with creating a plant-based version of their beloved pozole. And after several revisions and learning about the powerful disease-preventing potential of mushrooms, decided they wanted to share this soup with the world. So on my website, thenutritionprofessor.com, at the bottom of their article, you will find a recipe for pozole con hongos de Tres Amigas. Hongos, spelled H-O-N-G-O-S, is the word for mushrooms in Spanish. And this recipe not only includes mushrooms, but also red onion, because they learned about the amazing antioxidant potential that red onions provide, dried chilies. And if you have never purchased dried chilies at the supermarket, if you are a little intimidated, or you have a bag of them that you have in your pantry and you haven't opened for a while, this is a great recipe for you. A head of garlic, water, 2 cans of hominy, some dried oregano, and some sea salt, optional to taste, and then some toppings, which I'll talk about in a second. Now, this recipe is perfect for the crock pot. You can also make it in your Instant Pot if you have one, but the recipe procedure that you'll find on the website actually has you making it on the stove, so that's definitely an option. The recipe also provides an opportunity for you to play around with how spicy you would like the soup, whether you want it very spicy or just mild. Now, the toppings. Pozole is traditionally served with shredded green cabbage, but we changed that to purple cabbage because of the amazing boost of color and special phytonutrients that the purple cabbage provides. It's a cruciferous vegetable, all cabbage is. However, that purple is actually the phytonutrients, the color, the pigment is called anthocyanin. And that actually in our body can reduce inflammation. This recipe includes not only the cabbage as a topping, but radishes, fresh lime, and diced avocado. One thing I want to bring your attention to is the canned hominy. Now, hominy, to give you a little bit of factoid, is corn. It's actually dried corn that has been soaked in a lime mineral solution, and it softens the kernel and also makes them double in size. Now, you can take hominy, and if you grind it, that's how they make masa and grits. But when they cook the hominy and can it, they often use sodium. And that's where I want you to look at different brands. Because if you look at the nutrition facts panel for the sodium, you're going to be looking at it in milligrams. Just compare the options, because we found several competing brands that varied in sodium content by a huge amount. One had less than half of the sodium content of a competing brand. I'm excited for you to try this recipe for pozole. And it's fun to set it up like a foodie bar. So you have the soup, and then you have all the toppings set out. Invite some family and friends over, and each person can make their own soup bowl that's perfect for their flavor and texture preferences based on the different toppings. And this was a great podcast to have you think about how to add some more play and fun into this journey. As you learned, these three friends, not only did it make it more enjoyable to make the transition, but it strengthened their friendship through food and experimentation with different recipes. It's time to identify your next action or step based on what you learned in today's podcast. Now, while Sandra and Erica and Maria shared a lot of different tips and suggestions, I would like to challenge you this week to identify someone in your life who you can connect with, perhaps over a bowl of pozole or during a walk in the neighborhood, and find out how you can support each other in making the best choices possible for your health and happiness. Perhaps you will be able to cook together once a week, or once every 2 weeks, or share recipe ideas, or text each other pictures of food that you're making. Or maybe you can work out together, maybe walk in the neighborhood or around the park like the Tres Amigas did, or meet at the gym. But someone who can not only serve as an accountability buddy, but just to help bring more play and fun into this adventure, to help both of you become better versions of yourselves. I look forward to having you join me during the next episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. Until then, please send me any questions you have or topics you'd like me to consider for future episodes. You can reach me through my website, thenutritionprofessor.com, or directly via email at thenutritionprofessor@gmail.com. Have a wonderful week, and don't forget, life is better when you love the food that loves you back.